Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
On the Manceptional Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So, you're sitting in a bar, and three buddies walk in. First guy is a super nice guy. They come and sit at your table, and he offers to get you a drink, and he runs over to get you one, and then he offers to go out and put coins in your meter. He's like ready to just serve, to do anything for you, okay? His buddy is a good-looking bad boy. Okay, he just wants to get in your pants. That's it. Third guy, normal looking guy. He's kind of nice. You know, he's confident, but he's not really that interested in all this whole thing because he's planning his trip. He's going on an adventure trip through Morocco. And so he's preoccupied with his own thing.
Okay.
So out of these three guys, you know, you're there at a bar, you're there with your friends. Which one of these guys would you find more interesting and why?
Well, my instant reaction would go for the more mysterious, standoffish guy.
Okay.
Because I do feel like those people are more interesting to get to know since they don't open up as easily.
Okay.
So I definitely would go for the more mysterious guy that has a lot more going for himself, like travel plans and not just a bar hopper.
Okay. Why wouldn't you like the guy? The super nice guy. I mean, he went, he got you a drink, he wiped your seat for you practically, right? And he's going to run out and change your meter. I mean, this guy's going to do everything for you. What's wrong with that?
There's something about a challenge that just makes life much more interesting and interaction with humans a lot more entertaining.
Okay.
And when somebody's just eager and willing to do anything and everything for you, you don't respect them as much. And when the respect's out the door, the attraction doesn't follow.
Okay, but what about the bad boy? I mean, he's fit. Probably, maybe he's a fitness instructor. He's got the tight shirt, the tight pants, good-looking guy, you know, very manly.
Once upon a time, that would have been my first go-to choice, just because I usually did like the more confident bad boy that definitely wanted to put what he wanted right then and there on the table. Uh-huh. But nowadays, you know that when you go for somebody that's more of a bad boy, you're dealing with somebody that likes to get around.
Oh, okay.
And when you're dealing with other people involved, it's a lot harder.
Okay. So what about, let's take this scenario to the gym, okay, where when you go to the gym, you have a lot of guys hitting on you?
Yes, the gym seems to be a sardine jar full of men eager and willing to take you on a date or just become your friend or anywhere from just becoming your friend to trying to sleep with you right then and there.
Okay, so, you know, let's be real. I know you've got a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that the scenario? Is that scenario the same thing as a bar? Like, are you just not interested in talking to anybody or do you find some intriguing? You know, whether you're going to act on it or not, it's one thing.
You always, I would say, in this lifetime, find people intriguing. But right now, there's just not that fiery desire to even open up to anybody else.
Okay.
Which is interesting because there's so many different kinds of people that will approach you at the gym. People that you may not be attracted to, people you may be attracted to. So I find that right now, even if I'm attracted to them, I'm just not as open as I have been before.
So when you say, so to those guys that are trying to talk to you, right, they don't know you have a boyfriend, and they come up and like, hey, they're obviously trying to see if there's some interaction there. So do you just outright just give them the cold shoulder and say no, or do you talk to people? Or, you know, they're thinking, well, unless she says no like five times.
Yes, exactly.
Then she's not interested. But if she's being nice, then hey, exactly, maybe there's an opportunity here.
So that's a really good question because I feel like immediately coming out with a rude rejection can come out with a backlash. And that is something that I'm almost scared of, is being targeted right after rejecting someone, because it has happened before.
What do you mean targeted? What does that mean?
Just slandered, names and cursed at, just for rejection.
In the gym?
Not in the gym, but that's why it kind of carries on into anywhere with people coming up to me and approaching me, is I never want to be rude, but I've noticed me not being rude is leaving that window open for them to want to keep trying and keep attempting. And
right.
That can get annoying. So as I get older, I've noticed that if you can be rude, I guess it is helpful because they get the point the first time around.
Yeah. See, the problem is men are kind of trained to that women are play hard to get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's attractive. And so if they're kind of coy or not really going for it, it makes them, you know, you got to hear no like 5 times.
Exactly.
But I guess if you're just rude right up front, which is not your nature, but if you do that,
exactly.
That gives it, okay.
And it's not my nature, but I'm trying to toughen up a bit and definitely be less approachable just so I can enjoy my workout.
Okay. All right. So let's just get, you know, originally this started as manscaping. So let's just kind of get into, you know, grooming and looks and that type of thing.
Oh,
more,
yeah,
a more
fun.
General question. How much would you say looks count when you meet someone generally versus, let's say, personality? Like, how would you weigh those two things?
Well, that's a good question as well, because when you're very attractive, I feel a tiny bit nervous just okay. being around you.
Oh, so, well, you know, I try my best not to intimidate people, but no, I'm just kidding.
But when you have a strong personality, there's just the boundaries aren't as clear. You feel more comfortable speaking with them and opening up with them. So definitely personality right off the bat for me is more of catching, eye-catching than actual looks.
Okay. Okay. But so just in terms of looks, because a lot of dating things and studies focus on looks. So they mostly say that women like men who are tall.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And kind of lean. Like actually there's a Newsweek study. It said overwhelmingly, well, a survey of 150 women, they said a man's attractiveness came down to perceived strength, height, and lean body type. They thought the strongest men were also the best looking and had a preference for tall, lean guys. Is that true?
Well, absolutely, it's true, because just being healthy and taking care of yourself is very attractive. And when somebody looks like that, they've obviously dedicated a lot of time to their fitness and their nutrition. So that is attractive. But those sometimes people that are very attractive can be not the most entertaining to interact with, just
right,
because
they know they're good looking. Mm-hmm. So they kind of get by on that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that is sometimes just, you can meet a lot of different people. So you don't have to just go for the attractive,
okay,
most attractive guy.
Okay, so let's do a little bit here that's kind of like the actor studio where he just asks questions.
Mm-hmm.
This is grooming stuff because we're going to get into the manscaping.
Uh-huh.
Beard or no beard?
No beard.
No beard, okay. Long or short hair?
Short hair.
Short hair, okay. So you don't like the long hair with the man bun. What do you think about the man bun?
You know, it's a good look for some men, but for me, I'm more attracted to short hair.
Okay. Is the man bun, is that feminine? Or is that very masculine to you or feminine, the man bun? Because I've heard both.
Well, lately when I've been seeing it, it's very masculine looking.
Oh, okay.
Just because I've been seeing it on a lot of very fit men with cool shaved sides. And
right.
They're styling it very nicely.
Okay. What about somebody who's got hair all over their body, like what I call the Russian bear? Like super hairy, like you can see the chest hair coming out over the top of the collar.
That's a no-go for me, just
okay.
because immediately you start thinking about the sweat and start thinking about the bushiness of your hands going down their back.
Oh, sounds disgusting.
So, definitely not something that I'm into at all, but you can always fix that.
Right. Well, and that's what we're getting into. But let's take the opposite of that. Somebody that shaves mm-hmm. their legs, chest, shaves everything. Not now, some people do it for sports, like
yeah.
bike riders shave their
swimmers.
Legs or swimmers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say somebody just does all that for kind of looks purposes.
I would say that's someone that shaves all their body hair And I would say that's less attractive than a ferocious bear.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Because when you're shaving every ferocious bit of bear. Your body hair, it's definitely a feminine thing for me. And when I see somebody that's shaved head to toe, I don't know, something about it. You got to have a balance.
What about someone that's like, you know, maybe they haven't done that, but you can see they get their eyebrows tweezed, you know, it's a little too perfect.
Only if they have a unibrow or if they have extremely bushy eyebrows just from their ethnicity, I would say go ahead and get your eyebrows threaded. But if you are, you know, making them extra thin and shaped, it's just a little too feminine for me. I like a more masculine kind of man.
Okay. So that kind of gets to the manscaping, which is, there's overall grooming. Manscaping, I guess, is trimming around the privates,
yes.
Right? So what about somebody that doesn't do anything at all, or someone that just trims it normally? Versus the full Brazilian, like, or the bald eagle, whatever you want to call it.
Wow, yes, absolutely. That, again, with balance is key, because the middle guy, I would pick absolutely. Somebody that shaves everything off, it just doesn't feel right. It just honestly takes you back to when you're young, and you want somebody that's mature and a man. So when you're shaving everything off like that, it seems like you're younger.
Because men like that on women.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
I guess I just said, because maybe it's kind of more feminine.
I would say with guys, they should have just a little something. But with girls, it's the opposite.
Okay. what about age range? Like someone that's a lot younger than you or someone that's a lot older than you, what would you consider?
Man, that's a wonderful question, because I've never even seen the boundary with that. And I'm not attracted to very young people at all. But I do occasionally have young people try to approach me and speak with me. And I almost feel like I'm their age in a way. Okay. So I don't, I relate with anybody that approaches me. But I would say there's probably a cap off between 23 and 50, I would say 23 and 50s, kind of the mid range.
What about a man who's already got white hair or is bald?
Oh, well, I'm used to that, because most of my friends who are still in their 20s nowadays have white hair. So
really?
Yeah, I'm very used to even young people having
in
a full
their 20s
head.
With white hair?
Mm-hmm, a full head of white hair nowadays.
That's weird.
And what's ironically enough is it's so in right now that men and women are dyeing their hair gray.
Just to get that's kind of strange.
It is strange, but it's kind of nice too, just to switch up what's in and what's cool. And
well, that's great if you've got gray hair.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what about someone who's bald though? Like, not just shaved bald because it's cool. I guess a lot of people do that because they're already balding.
Yes, I'm used to that as well, I gotta say, just because, you know, that's something you can't help. And we all have our things that we're not comfortable with. But someone that's balding, you could just shave your whole head off. And right. I love a good shaved head. So
okay.
That works for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good style these days anyway.
So exactly, yeah.
Okay. But what about some guy that's, you know, these days everyone's, I don't know, 50, 60% of people are divorced, right? A lot of men already have kids.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
How would that be, deter you or not be a deterrent?
Well, obviously, with any relationship with me, I definitely want to become friends with someone first. Mm-hmm. And from there, if they had kids, I mean, that would be a blessing, just because you already have your family created and you don't have to go. You could go ahead and have more, but it's nice to have a family dynamic. So meeting somebody that already has that's more than welcoming to me.
Okay. Interesting. Let's talk about the friend zone.
Mm. Oh yeah.
How does somebody get in the friend zone with you? Is it right away, or is it a series of things? Like what?
I guess for me, and I know I'm different, but being in the friend zone is a good place because...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like once you're in the friend zone, in a way, you're in my life. So at least you're one step closer to being, you know, in a good, the best place you want to be, I guess. But it's also just great because being in the friend zone for me can develop into other things. But I know with most ladies that I speak to, they want that attraction level right away. And if they don't have that right away, then you'll never get out of the friend zone. But with
that's
me,
exactly what I was going to ask. Most people seem to say that once you're in the friend zone, there's no getting out of the friend zone.
Yeah. And a lot of women just want friends that are men. So when they have that and someone breaks that, it's almost like a trust level that you're breaking, and some women get really offended.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a song, I don't know who does it, that's out about the friend zone, and the singer, I forgot what her name is, but she's pretty pissed off because she's telling this guy, how many times do I have to tell you you're in the friend zone?
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Has that happened to you where you had someone in the friend zone and then all along they've had intentions to be amorous towards you?
Oh, yeah, I have. And that's ended relationships that were great friendships. But I've come to learn that.
But you just said being a friend is a good thing. But now you're saying once they turn around and wanted a little bit more, that ended the relationship.
Well, I guess I'm speaking of friends from high school, thinking about all of the different close friends that I had in high school that along the lines confessed their love, and you really didn't have any attraction or any interest. But now in my adult life, if I'm even going to have a male friend, I got to say there's some level of interest in some way. And I know that's bad to say, but just having the dynamic of a friendship now in my adult life, there's always some bit of just level of interest there.
Okay.
Whether it ever end up in something, which normally it's never going to end up in anything, but I just don't have a lot of friends. So for me to, I mean, male friends. So for me to have a male friend, just, I don't
know. Okay. All right. So yeah, that's interesting. So let's get a little more graphic and talk about sex. Men always want to know what goes into a, like what's a woman thinking about what, you know, she's going to decide if she's going to have sex with a man or not. Is it an instant attraction type thing where you say, yeah, I would, no, I wouldn't, and that's the end of it? Or is it a little more interaction? Get over that? Or how
absolutely
does that work for you?
I would say the interaction is everything. Someone can be the most unattractive person and just be confident and have a great conversation with you and let you feel more than open to having something develop from there. But when you meet someone, I would say that's definitely not the first thought, because being a woman, it's hard to think about sex right away just because it's just not your first thought.
What's your first thought?
I would say what kind of a person they are, if they're genuine or if they're more of like a sneaky, sly boogie that just wants to meet a bunch of girls and and just knock them off their list. Because, I mean, it's just a lifestyle. And for me, I'm not even interested in having friends like that because usually they just want to sleep with you.
Right. Okay. So here's the big question that comes up a lot. Does size matter?
That's a great question. And, you know, I could tell you from stories with my friends, size definitely matters with some women. But I would say that a lot of ladies talk about how they want huge men. But really, it's all about just having balance.
Okay.
Not being too long, not being too wide, but also being able to take control and be confident and just
okay. All right. Yeah, that's good. Interesting. I think the Manceptional audience would be interested in hearing that. So kind of to wrap things up, what would you think of as you know, the Manceptional kind of man, someone that you as a woman would think is Manceptional, kind of tying all the things together that you—
Yes, Manceptional in my eyes would be a man that's adventurous, and every day is a new adventure for him, where he puts himself out there in every aspect of his life, business, personal, fitness, and just is able to take control and take life by the horns, and also be able to educate other guys that need help with this, because there's a lot of guys that are in just growing up and lost, and they need some guidance and mm-hmm. they need some tips. So anything that involves bettering your life and becoming more well-rounded, as well as being successful and willing to prosper in life, that's mm-hmm. manceptional to
so,
me.
Yeah, so yeah, actually you mentioning on the financial, what if they, you know, what about their level of financial success? How does that play into your thoughts?
There is a certain kind of, there's a certain kind of level of when somebody has a good job that makes you feel like, okay, they're able to have responsibilities, they're able to take life seriously. But if somebody, you know, is just making minimum wage and doesn't have, you know, any kind of goals in life to get their situation better, then mm-hmm. I would say that that's just, it's like being in the gutter. You want to, everybody wants to grow and evolve. So somebody that's not on the same page, it's just not attractive.
What about, just going in that thread, I know we wrapped it up and now I've got a little thread here. What about, a lot of emphasis seems to be placed on, maybe in society in general, but, you know, getting a cool car, having cool clothes, going on a cool vacation, but, you know, it's not really, you're spending like almost all your money yeah. on material things,
oh,
right? That
yeah.
doesn't, just because you have that stuff doesn't mean you have your act together.
It's true.
But how much does that play into things?
Yeah, and living in LA and, you know, trying to impress all your former friends on social media, that's taken a toll on this generation for sure. And there's a saying that you're driving around in a quarter tank of gas with a nice car. It's right. not very impressive when you learn more in depthly about someone. And you learn that right away of getting to know someone, whether or not it's all an act or not. And you don't have to have a nice car. You just have to have stability and you have to have goals. And with that, everything else, I would say, falls into place.
Okay.
And just the phoniness of it, though, is very unattractive because you just read through it and you see what they're doing and you can see that they're probably like that in all other aspects of their life as well.
So, yeah, what about somebody you kind of find out is a cheap ass? Like, you know, they won't tip anybody or, you know, you don't want someone throwing money away but mm-hmm. to show off, but they won't tip anybody. Or they're just, you know, or they maybe make you split
yeah.
getting coffee or something.
Which I know. Understand that in the beginning. And I understand how there is a lot of men that want women to also pay for their dates, which I can accept that as well. But when somebody is not willing to be fair with tipping after a good service, that's absolutely unattractive to me. I want people to just, you know, give what they feel that that person deserves. And if they don't even see that they deserve enough to tip them well, then that person's lacking.
What I got another scenario here. So you're walking down the sidewalk with this person and some old lady falls, you know, slips or trips on the curb mm-hmm. as she's crossing the street. And one guy runs over to help the lady and make sure she's okay. And the other guy just keeps walking. Like, what would that tell you about the person?
That is, I mean, chivalry is not dead. I mean, a lot of very, very amazing men that will open up the door for you will.
Oh, you so know, you still like that old school.
Oh, absolutely.
It shouldn't even be old school, right? You know, opening a door for someone shouldn't be old school, but it is.
It is. It is. And ironically enough, when you come across people that are still very chivalrous, I absolutely commend them. And I let them know right away, thank you for being that way. And it's a big turn on, gotta say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so gentlemen, get your capes out and get ready to cover up the mud puddles as the gal's getting into your chariot. So, fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts. I think everyone will find it very interesting.
Thanks for having me.
And yeah, definitely appreciate the insight. Great. Thanks.
Thank you.